Happy holidays from Pastor Rubel's Radio Shack. We are having a Black Friday special sale that will be continuing the entire month of December. That includes the RBG gaming headsets that are plug and play for your PC, PS, and Xbox. Also, we have DVD players, 9-inch and 14-inch, with TV tuners, rechargeable batteries, AC and DC powered, and a wide selection of radio-controlled toys, cars and trucks for the paved surfaces and the rough grass surfaces as well. Radio-controlled boats that will right themselves if they turn over in the weeds, drones that you can fly from your cell phone like a pilot. Also, the educational kits for the beginning electrician. Remember, we have a wide selection of batteries with a special on the 32-pack AA alkaline batteries for $14.99. Come check us out at 1171 Creston Road, number 109 in Paso Robles, where Black Friday sales continue through the month of December.
Hi, I'm Mike Hamm with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 14 came to a close Monday night in Dallas, where the Bengals kept their playoff hopes alive, defeated the Cowboys 27-20. Joe Burrow threw for 369, three touchdowns, and Ja'Marr Chase reeled in 14 catches for 177 yards and two TDs. In New Orleans, NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero are reporting that Derek Carr will be sidelined for at least a few weeks after the star quarterback suffered a significant fracture to his left hand Sunday against the Giants. Staying in the NFC South, Dave Canales has announced that Jonathan Brooks will undergo surgery and miss the remainder of the season after suffering a torn ACL during Sunday's loss to the Eagles. And in Vegas, an MRI confirmed that Aiden O'Connell suffered a bone bruise to his left leg in Week 14. He has not been ruled out for the Monday night matchup against the Falcons. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Shop limited-time deals on last-minute gifts now at Lowe's. Save $50 on a Werner 6-foot aluminum stepladder. Was $89, now just $39. Plus, get your choice of select Craftsman V20 tools for only $39. And save time and money with free shipping on orders of $45 or more. Because Lowe's knows deals. Offers valid 12/5 through 12/11 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com.
Ho, ho, ho! It's time to drop some holiday cheer at the Tachi Palace. Every Friday in December, join us for Richie's Holiday Puck. Two lucky winners every hour from 5 to 8 p.m. could win their share of over $250,000 in cash and prizes. And you want to know a secret? You can earn extra entries every Wednesday. Every 100 points gets you a ticket into the drawing. That's a lot of holiday luck. Don't miss your chance to win big this holiday season only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Take that list and head on over to D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where you'll find full stock of Wrangler and Levi men's and women's jeans, jackets, vests, and sweatshirts from Carhartt, high-quality rain gear, and, of course, durable work boots from Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia. And to D&J, special orders are always welcome, and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
County Department of Weights and Measures warns against skimmers this holiday season. New meeting time for Paso Robles City Council starting January. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 28 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Department of Agriculture and Weights and Measures has released two statements for customers this holiday season, warning against skimmer devices at the gas pump and overcharging during shopping. Skimmers are placed at gas pumps to scan credit or debit card numbers and PIN numbers and pass that information to off-site receivers. Weights and Measures inspectors routinely conduct sweeps during the holiday season to look out for fraudulent devices. They found none throughout the county during the 2024 Thanksgiving season. The department advises the public to look for tampered or broken security stickers, suspicious behavior, or to pay using cash to avoid a skimmer device. For holiday shopping, Weights and Measures urges shoppers to stay vigilant when it comes to pricing at the register. Retailers will often offer numerous discounts, but customers should be aware of overcharges. The potential for inadvertent overcharges is much higher during this holiday season due to the higher volume of sales and rapidly changing price discounts. Customers are advised to keep track of advertised prices and the price at the register and to consult store cashiers or clerks if they notice an overcharge. By law, retailers must have accurate prices with the Department of Weights and Measures regularly conducting price verification inspections throughout the county. New meeting time for Passerable City Council starting January. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Beginning January 2025, the Passerable City Council's meeting start time will be adjusted. Meetings will now begin at 6 p.m. on the first and third Tuesdays of each month. Meetings can be attended in person, watched online, or listened to right here on KPRL. The city also announced that the two meetings in January will be combined into one meeting on January 15th. The Passerable's Main Street Association is collecting feedback regarding the Passerable City Council's decision to terminate the employee parking lot program. The first reading of an ordinance to revert the parking lot program back to free public parking was made in its prior meeting. The second reading will appear on the next agenda on December 17th. Council will give the public the opportunity to speak out against reverting the parking lot program. Main Street Association will present the feedback sent to them regarding the parking lot program at the next City Council meeting. You can visit or contact the Passerable's Main Street Association office for more information. The 38th Annual Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase returns to Passerable's this Saturday, December 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. On Vine Street from 8th to 21st Streets, enjoy a festive environment of beautiful Victorian homes decorated with the Christmas spirit. See Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Snow King and Queen, and Ebenezer Scrooge. Also featured this year will be a snow play area. Then there'll be cider, hot chocolate, cookies, popcorn, strolling carolers, and performances by choirs and bands. The event is brought to you by the Passerable's Main Street Association and the Vine Street Neighbors and Businesses. The County Board of Supervisors will consider a 3.2% solid waste rate increase for unincorporated areas in its meeting at 9 this morning. Affected areas include rural Santa Margarita, Creston, Templeton, Pozo, La Ponza, Park Hill, Huerjero, similar, and fringe areas of Atascadero. The hearing date for the rate increase is proposed to be February 4th, 2025. If this item is approved, a notice will be mailed out to all customers within the unincorporated areas and allow for written protests by the hearing date. If a majority file for valid written protests, the proposed rate increase will not be imposed. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Following the consent agenda, presentations will be given to acknowledge outgoing Mayor Heather Moreno and Treasurer Jir Sabak. The winners of this year's City Council election in Atascadero, Mayor Charles Borbeau and Councilmembers Mark Darris and Seth Peake will also be sworn in. Council will also hold a public hearing for the second reading of its Business Tourism Improvement District assessment, increasing from 2% to 2.5%. If there is more than a 50% protest to the increase, the council cannot conduct a second reading to change the assessment rate. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. In sports for the NFL, the Bengals defeat the Cowboys yesterday 27-20. In the NBA, the Knicks defeated the Raptors 113-108. Tonight, the Mavericks will face Oklahoma City, and Orlando Magic will go against the Milwaukee Bucks. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Flames from the Franklin Fire burning close to Pepperdine University in Malibu, where students have been told to shelter in place.
Super scary. It was surrounded everywhere. It was just orange. All these mountains were just lit up, and we're at the bottom. And I just got up and I woke up everybody in the house and got everybody out of there.
The fire broke out late Monday night. 0% containment, burning close to 2,000 acres, prompting some mandatory evacuations, threatening numerous structures, but so far damaging none. Officials in New York detailing the arrest of Luigi Mangione and the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare executive Ryan Thompson, revealing his ties to California.
He was born and raised in Maryland. We know he has ties to San Francisco, California. And his last known address was Honolulu, Hawaii.
New York Police Chief Joseph Kenney. Mangione reportedly worked as a counselor at Stanford before going to work for Southern California-based car app TrueCar, leaving there last year. He was arrested Monday at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Jeff Scott, California News.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit USPS.com/advantage.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved, and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at kjohns.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and farm news brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. As implementation of California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act ramped up during the past couple years, farmers who learned late about the far-reaching law have encountered additional challenges. In 2017, a Madera County farmer borrowed money to purchase farmland and plant almond trees, long-term investments he may be unable to recoup due to the law's restrictions on groundwater pumping. As groundwater management tightens under SGMA in the coming years, some groups are expanding their efforts to educate farmers about the law. Food and Farm News is brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Cloudy skies early, followed by a partial clearing today. Highs in the upper 60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasing clouds overnight with lows right around 30. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Cloudy skies on Saturday with about a 40% chance of showers. Partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week. Low 60s starting Thursday, continuing through Friday into the weekend and Monday, then 62 a week from today. Currently, it is 29 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Ohio Supreme Court says big chain pharmacies cannot be held liable under the state's public nuisance law for their role in the opioid addiction crisis. It's a win for Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens. 3 years ago, a jury in federal court found the companies liable for creating a public nuisance in Lake and Trumbull counties in Ohio. Airline profits are expected to rise next year, even though costs are anticipated to go up. Industry group IATA says revenue for airlines will likely surpass the $1 trillion mark for the first time in 2025. Alaska Airlines just raised its forecast for the year. AutoZone shares are up nearly 1%. Sales have been picking up more than anticipated. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Success. It's discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel. It's where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Need inspiration for your holiday gifts? Let the blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories. Gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Say big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove & Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Laurel Roads.
It's Boyd's December Big Cigar Event coming up Thursday, December 19th from 5 until 8. And you'll have a classic Christmas dinner waiting for you with the roasted turkey and mashed potatoes, some green beans, and, of course, apple pie for dessert. Cigar specials and great prizes. The event is only $30 per person or free for the lounge members, of course. You must RSVP by this coming Monday to be included in the dinner. And you can do that by going to BoydsTobaccoAndElegantGifts.com or you can call them 239-8701 for Boyd's December Cigar Event.
Now through mid-January, enjoy the new Garden Lights and Winter Nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Thousands of sparkling lights amongst the beautiful deodar cedar trees will place you in a holiday paradise. Experience the downtown as it sparkles with a variety of entertainment options, boutique shops, eateries, and drink establishments all within walking distance. Garden Lights and Winter Nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Learn more at visitatascadero.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. Terry and I and all of our staff at Roosters want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, I happened to run into Santa Claus himself the other day at the shooting range. We discussed how the elves will load the sleigh with those special Christmas presents that require a 10-day background check. So we decided that you have to start your registration paperwork no later than Saturday, December 13th, so we can release everyone's gifts no later than Monday, December 23rd. We're closing at 2 p.m. on Christmas Eve so that the Roosters crew has time to get those presents to the North Pole for the late night run.
Hi, this is Terry. Don't forget that Roosters has literally everything you need for Christmas except dinner. From gifts, stocking stuffers, coffee, and tributes to Blue Lives, we have it all. Merry, Merry Christmas to all. May God bless you this season, and please visit us at 98 South Main Street in Templeton and our website at roostersfirearms.com.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Justin Seymour charges through TSA at Missoula International Airport. He spies passengers pouring off an Alaskan Airlines flight and pushes his way down the jet bridge to a Boeing 737. Inside the plane, he attacks two flight attendants to gain access to the cockpit. But air marshals forcibly remove Seymour from the plane before he can get it started. Justin Seymour, 34, now charged with robbery and aggravated burglary. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast. Created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. SLO County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Dewar in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
Local news update brought to you by the Stove & Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The County Department of Agriculture and Weights and Measures has released two statements for customers this holiday season, warning against skimmer devices at the gas pump and overcharging during shopping. Gas pumps that appear tampered with may have skimmer devices installed in them, which records credit and debit card numbers and PIN numbers passed off to off-site receivers. Due to the increased amount of sales and rapidly changing discounts, customers should be aware of overcharges this holiday season as well. By law, retailers must have accurate prices. Customers are advised to keep track of prices at the register and consult store cashiers or clerks if they notice an overcharge. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 31 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A suspect in UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson's death in New York City, Luigi Mangione, is charged with murder now, hours after his arrest at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
When they asked if he had been to New York recently, Mangione apparently became quiet and started to shake. Mangione then gave police a fake ID, the same New Jersey fake ID used by Brian Thompson's shooter to check into a hostel in Manhattan.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Israel's prime minister takes the stand at his corruption trial.
Benjamin Netanyahu stood defiant in the witness box as he began days of questioning over alleged bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. The Israeli leader claimed he's being attacked for his political positions. He told the three-judge court that he'd been waiting 8 years to tell the truth.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The trial combines three cases. The investigation started in 2016. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you ready to elevate your golf game and experience the beauty of San Luis Obispo County? Introducing the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It's your ticket to an unforgettable golfing season. For just $125, enjoy unlimited access to not one, not two, but three incredible courses, Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek. But there's more. When you buy your SLO County Golf Cart, you receive a free round of golf at Morro Bay, one free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You also celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf through March 29th of next year. Ready to swing into action? Then purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Cart at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Prices go up January 1st, 2025.
I'm Renelle Baldwin, CEO and founder of Dignified Hope Care. Our company has been providing exceptional care to seniors across the Central Coast from Paso to Orchid for over 8 years. We are the only caregiving company to have all licensed care staff that are EMTs, CNAs, and medical assistants, along with having a nursing staff that can assist in medication management or nursing shift needs. Our company has expanded care needs to include post-op care for plastic surgery patients, new mother care, and now we have a red light therapy room in our downtown SLO office on Marsh Street. This light therapy has been known to stimulate faster healing after surgery and illnesses. Quality and not quantity is how we ensure our patients are best cared for. Call us at 805-510-1234 or go to dignifiedhopecare.com.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The psalmist wrote, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south." In this holiday season, I thought this passage was a good reminder for us not to get caught up in the stress and divisiveness we see around us. Let's stop and be thankful for the goodness of God and his mercy, which is everlasting. Those of us who have been born again, which David calls the redeemed, let us say so. What are we saying is so? That the Lord is good, that his mercy is everlasting. It is the Lord that has redeemed us from the power of the enemy. Finally, many families are scattered these days. May we put aside the things that divide us and gather from the north, south, east, and west and together declare, God is good.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Passerobles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right, clouds early, sunny, upper 60s. Couple of clouds tonight, overnight lows in the upper 30s, and clouds and sunshine, upper 60s Wednesday. Partly cloudy Thursday, high of 60, and let's see here, about a 40% chance of rain in the a.m. Again, 60 for the remaining part of the day, low 60s Friday. Could get some a.m. showers on Saturday, 25 to 35, maybe even 40%. High of 60, low 60 Sunday and Monday and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down we go. 7.03 a.m., 4.51 p.m. Oh, we've jumped all the way to 31 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Passerobles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and doors. All right, coming up this afternoon, Barry, protecting what matters. Couple of folks first in the 12.30 part. It'll be Rabbi Meir Gordon. And, well, how about the story of Hanukkah and Passerobles menorah lighting ceremony coming up? And then also talking about the rising anti-Semitism around the world. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, it'll be Alexandra Morris, the San Luis Obispo County Master Plan on Aging, the role of the geriatric care manager in the aging and long-term care planning, and also tips for the holidays, any indicators there could be some issues. All right, email to the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. Brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775-238-KPRL.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying,
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, again, I still have a gift certificate for another Christmas wreath from Agape Christmas Trees in Templeton. Just email me, kevin@kprl.com. Before 9 o'clock, I'll let you know through the email. If you have one, don't need to email me 3, 4, 5, or even 2 times. Just email me, kevin@kprl.com, and I'll have a gift certificate through the next couple of days as well. So, with that, freedom of speech, you know how it's supposed to work, and sometimes it does, and sometimes it don't. Pretty simple, but it's best when it works. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I hate to be redundant about the same old thing all the time, but I got another letter from CCCE or whatever it is, some electric company, advising me that they'd received my opt-out. And by the way, I had already been enrolled, and my opt-out didn't come in time to keep me from getting my first bill from them. And I'm saying, what? This was not supposed to start until January 1st, and we've already been enrolled and are already going to get bills from them? How can they do that? They say you're not going to start until January 1st in our program, and then yesterday I get a bill saying, oh, I'm already enrolled, and I'm going to get a bill from them even though I opted out, because I opted out too late to stop this first bill. What?
I don't know, because I opted out for the station. Well, twice. Well, I've three times. Let me back up here. I don't mean to be confusing. First, a couple of years ago, because we live in Monterey County, I opted out. It was easy. Then I opted out when the city of Passerobles put everybody in. I opted out, and that was easy. And then where our radio station is, it's not necessarily the city, so I would have been opted in for that location. So I opted out last week, and I haven't received anything back. I still have my the number they gave me for opting out, so I'll have to keep track of that, but I have no idea why that would happen to you. I don't know if you... did you opt out online, or did you go through the phone?
I went through the phone, and it was a robocall,
right,
and I just gave all the information as it asked for it. So this letter is like a receipt, you know, of my call, and gives me an ID number and blah, blah, blah. And so... you know, I don't have a computer, so I don't know how to do it that way. But it really ticked me off that the first letter said, all this starts on January 1st, 2025. Then I get this letter yesterday that we're already enrolled. That's a little bit of a double-dealing thing, isn't it? That's kind of confusing. Tells people you've got until January 1st to opt out of this, and then you get another one. Oh, by the way, you're already enrolled. What?
Well, yeah, I mean, because the little brochure that they sent out said you have been automatically enrolled into 3CE. Uh-huh. Now, I don't know what the bill looks like, so I can't tell you from that standpoint.
Well, yeah, it did say that we had the piece of cardboard postcard thingy that they said since we had already been enrolled, if we didn't want to be in it, we had to opt out. But they said that program starts on January 1st, that we would be, you know, billed the way I understood it. I may have misunderstood it. But anyway, well, it just ticked me off to think that they tell you one thing and then next week they tell you something else. And it's like this water thing come in the mail yesterday. A week before Christmas, they're going to start this. They couldn't wait until January.
Well, are you talking about the city of Paso Robles?
No,
the county.
The meeting's going to be at the in the city of Paso Robles at the school the school cooking class.
Oh, the
it's for the water district.
Oh yeah, that's on the 16th.
Yeah, the week before Christmas, they're going to have a meeting. We haven't had a meeting for what, 3 years?
Well, the community one. Yeah, I can't tell you to be exact, but
yeah. And so now people are trying to get this country to recover, feel good about the country again, feel good about, you know, trying to have Christmas with their family, and the week before Christmas, all of a sudden, we're going to have this start again. Why couldn't they wait till January?
Well, I think that's, you know? I can't tell you because any answer they give me, I think, would be a lie, but I think it's deliberate. Uh-huh. But I think it's deliberate they do it, the timing this way.
Yeah, of course. Fewer people to come. Anyway, I'll have to get a ride to get there, but I will definitely be there.
All right, well, let
it just ticks me off the way they do things. Yeah. In an underhanded, sneaky manner, hoping that no one will show up. You know?
Well?
I don't know. I don't see how. How did we get to this point?
Then all they have to do is say, well, we scheduled a meeting and nobody showed up. What can we say?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on a Monday evening in the last week before Christmas, when people are having money troubles, trying to make their money go around to have a gift for everybody and food on the table.
Oh, okay.
And things like that.
Yep.
And we've got to take an evening to go to a meeting where apparently we're not going to be allowed to talk. We have to submit our statements beforehand or whatever. I got to reread that because it's like,
mm-hmm,
we're not going to get a chance to talk.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe somebody can let us know, or maybe you'll have good luck and get back to us on this bill from the 3CE.
Yeah, I'm going to try. You know,
okay.
I'm not in very good shape. I get things mixed up sometimes, but
all right,
try to keep better track of things and all that.
All right, well.
So, okay, thank you.
All right, good luck. Real quick here on the wreath giveaway, I've got one person here, then, because I've tried to stress this, and she says that I'd like a tree this year if possible. Well, I'd like a 1992 Corvette as well. That ain't happening. So you might like a wreath, because that's the gift certificate we're giving away, is a wreath, not a tree. But you can get a tree at Agape Christmas Trees. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, hi. I have the information right here to opt out on the 3CE if anybody wants it.
Well,
I had received it, and I opted out online last month when I received this.
Yeah, I mean, you can go online, or you can go do the phone thing, which I did.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's pretty, it took me less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, me too. Online was straightforward. So hopefully that actually does opt me out.
Well, I from the part online, I don't know if it was the same, but when they asked, the question is, why are you opting out? And one of the things that I could hit, press two for this, two or three for that. The second one was because you, are you opting out because you were forced into it? And I thought that was interesting that they had on there one of the reasons.
Huh, I don't really remember offhand, but that is an odd one.
Well.
Hey, one other quick question. When was it that they were having the celebration for Debbie Arnold?
Oh,
when and where? Do you know where that? Or was that the call the Republican headquarters or what?
The 18th.
The 18th. And where is it, do you know?
It's at the pavilion at the lake.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. Okay. Good enough.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. So I've been listening to you guys talking about the 3CE stuff. Do we have to opt out again?
Well, it depends what part. Where do you live, number one?
Paso Robles.
Okay.
In the city.
Okay, you're in the city, then this you would have gotten your notice a couple of years ago then.
Yeah, I've already opted out. In fact, I've had to opt out twice. There's an amazing story between 3CE and PG&E that someday I'll make a very concise timeline, but that was a very weird issue. Okay. But so as far as I know, I'm still opted out.
Right. You didn't get the pamphlet or the postcard in the mail recently, right?
No, the only thing I've received recently is we have solar, and they sent two things out saying there's going to be a webinar about the true-up for solar, but that should have nothing to do with me because I'm with PG&E as far as I understand.
Right. If you're in the city of Paso Robles, you did not get this in the mail saying that you're automatically back in, so you shouldn't have to worry.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to keep my eyes open, though.
I would too, for many reasons. All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for your call. Oh, boy. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd be interested to know what the fellow who called in was complaining that they kept nagging him or whatever, 3C. I'd like to know the difference between his previous PG&E bill and whatever the bill is that he was sent by the 3C company. They assured me that the bill was going to be 30% less, and I don't know anybody that this has happened to, so I'd like be interested to know.
Yeah, I mean, we've asked that question a couple of times over the last, couple of years regarding the difference. And some people have said that they have a lower one, but others have said it hasn't done anything.
Would you mind if he called back in and gave you those two numbers?
Well, yeah, if he's listening.
Thank you. I'm curious. I opted out when we were asked, and I haven't had any problem with it.
If I may, why did you opt out?
Because of all the brouhaha that you people in Paso kicked up when it started up there.
Oh, blame it on Paso.
Goodbye.
All right, good job. We can blame it on Paso for it. And I opted out based on principle. And this, it's sleazy stuff. It's sleazy stuff. How can the line know the difference of what the power is? It can't. Speaking of that, I was trying to do that. Speaking of power, the United States power grid is under a great amount of stress. Outages are more common than they were just even a decade ago. And part of it is the grid that were built. A lot of them in the 60s and 70s, they're just old, and we don't have enough of them, and so forth. So we have a pretty big problem. And it also leads to chances of, more interruption and not necessarily just because of age. And I saw something here, and now it's not on my internet anymore. But it has to do with the possibility of being, and I don't mean attacked, just somebody getting into the grid and doing damage to it. Let me see. Because of the age and the lifespan, this makes the grid more vulnerable to power outages, cyber attacks, and other emergencies. So with this in mind, our brilliant politicians want to push us to do everything electrical. They are morons. You got to turn down the radio. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, hi. The phone numbers to, about the 3CE opt-out, it's 877-455-2223.
Right, and then you can also go online to opt out as well.
Yeah, that's 3C, capital E, for and spell out energy.
.org/opt-out/. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's easy.
Yeah, it is. So, good luck to everybody.
All right, thanks. Bye. I would like to know from both cities of Atascadero and Paso Robles, and then maybe here down the road in the county, is what percentage of the people in the areas that were told or forced in by their elected officials, what percentage of the people opted out? And, you know, with a lot of us, and I don't handle the bills at our house, thank goodness, and I don't even handle them here either, but a lot of us don't completely look at our bills, so I'm just curious if people may be paying for something or are on something that they're not aware of regarding this. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. A couple things. One is, the way I understood it is you look at your PG&E bill, and I believe it's the upper right will indicate if you've got the 3CE stuff or if it's still PG&E. I don't know exactly the wording or how it's done, but that's what I recall from, if you're in or out. It should indicate your provider or something like that. So that's one. The second thing is the, your complaint about you don't know whose electricity you're getting. I mean, the point is the grid is like a bank, right? If you go and put $10 in the bank and come back another, month later and get $10 out, it's not the same $10. So the fact that stuff feeds into the grid and then people pull it out of the grid is like a big pool. So, it's just an analogy that's not good, but it's not a serious complaint, I don't think.
Did you opt out or stay in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, as soon as I got the card. No, I mean, it's stupid. The whole thing that the government's involved in this and it's not a free market. I mean, the poor PG&E, we're all paying for the fact that people live in the woods and get their houses burned down because maybe a power line caused it. And, of course, then they won't let PG&E clear the lines to prevent that from happening because of environmental reasons. I mean, it's all of our problems are human-created, and hopefully some of them will be human-fixed.
But not by the same humans.
No. Well, maybe. I mean, if they actually, because a lot of people, unfortunately, you wonder how in the world could the Nazis do what they do? And it's we're following orders. People are people. People are sheeple. A lot of people are just, if they got a job and they're told to do something, they'll do it. There's not a lot of thought in it.
But the people that made the decisions on this nonsense, we want everything to be electrical, but by the way, our grid's going to hell. And by the way, PG&E, no, you can't go in there and cut those trees down. Those are the same people. They have made these decisions based on this la-la stuff. I don't want them involved with it after they created it.
Yeah, well, I agree. All we can do is wake up and vote for people that are going to do more commonsensical things. Power is we have an unlimited amount of power. It's anything that is saying that we have an energy shortage is just a complete lie. We have all kinds of technologies. Yeah, some might cost more, cost less, and then that becomes an engineering challenge. But there's no reason that power needs to keep going up in price, except for the politics involved.
Well, that's right.
Yep.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. All right, which one? Well, it's not that one. Perhaps it's this one. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you prefer?
What?
Real Christmas tree. What do you prefer, a real Christmas tree or artificial Christmas tree?
What, for the gift certificate?
No, I mean just for you at home and just in general. What do you prefer?
I prefer the smell of a new tree.
Right, right. Did you always have a real Christmas tree as a kid as well?
No. We did not have a real Christmas tree until we moved to Kentucky. We lived in an apartment, and my dad had the hideous aluminum Christmas tree with the reel, with the lights.
Right.
And when we moved to Kentucky, at Christmas, my mom said, "We live in a house now. We're getting rid of that GD Christmas tree, and we're buying a real one."
Yeah, I prefer that as well. I actually go to a farm in a Tascadero and cut mine down. Just better to get a fresh one.
Yeah, the fresh. I love the smell of the fresh ones, and also particularly when the cats were younger, we like to see it set up, and then the cats can start to destroy the tree. in many ways.
Right. How about that bill, that electricity bill around Christmas, huh?
Well, you know, it's kind of like when you take your kids to Disneyland, you know what's coming, so you prepare for it.
Right.
You know,
I looked at mine last year around this time compared to other times in the year. And I was shocked. I was, man, that's a couple $100 more.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Well, it's Christmas time, so we usually add on a couple of hundred at least more per year on a credit card just to buy gifts and get into the spirit of the season. So as long as you're safe with the money, I'm okay with that.
Right. Hey, there's nothing wrong with Charlie Brown, okay?
No, Charlie Brown stinks. I got... I have no Christmas spirit for a Charlie Brown Christmas. They could just get rid of Charlie Brown and the rest of them.
Oh, gee. I like Charlie Brown's The Great Big Pumpkin.
No.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
No. They're all no.
Stop reading. Oh, yeah.
Well, all right. Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye. I got to go. It's funny about the Charlie Brown stuff, because I mentioned the other day, you know, Casper, Charlie Brown. I absolutely hate that stuff. But my dad loves Snoopy, and one year when he came out, we went up to the, was it Santa, whatever, and we went to the Charles Schulz Museum, because my dad liked Snoopy and the Charlie Brown stuff. And, you know, I know it was with my dad, but it was one of the most boring and worst trips I've ever taken in my life. Hi, good morning. You got about 40 seconds.
All right, then. 3CE Energy. We were opted in automatically in the unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County by our tremendous board of supervisors. Question for Chris. On that, was that a press release that you were reading where it said that they need to educate farmers about the law? Because it seems to me that's a little bit twisted, and it should be the other way around.
That was just something sent to me by the Farm Bureau, the California Farm Bureau. It's part of their releases weekly.
All right, we got to go. Sorry about that.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors will consider a 3.2% rate increase for solid waste in unincorporated areas in the county as part of its meeting this morning. If a majority of customers in unincorporated areas write protests by the hearing date in February, the proposed rate increase will not be imposed. Atascadero City Council's meeting is tonight at 6. The winners of this year's City Council election in Atascadero, Mayor Charles Bourbeau and Councilmembers Mark Darris and Seth Peek, will be sworn in. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters. Barry, from 12:30 to 1, we'll have Rabbi Gordon in. Part of it will be the menorah lighting ceremony taking place here in Paso Robles. And Alexandra Morris, she is a canny master plan on aging. So enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.